Thanks.
Okay, as Sam mentioned, I'm a cantorial expert, being the grandson of one of the group of great Canadian and international European cantors. Okay, my grandfather was Cantor Akiva Bernstein. He was a member of a very distinguished group of cantors in North and South America. And my mother is the soprano Mary Simmons, and by way of a bit of a personal history, she is the pupil of Marion, actually the prize winner of the Marion Anderson contest. She's a pupil of Madame Teresa Schnabel, the wife of Arthur Schnabel. And we'll hear her later on in the program as she sang with one of my granduncles, Cantor Henry or Henoch Bornstein, who was chief cantor in Philadelphia. He sang in a Northeastern synagogue in Philadelphia till about the age of 96 or 97, which is a pretty advanced age for cantors. And so we're going to start the program off with the first recording, which are very rare. This is a Blacked Out Victor recording, actually a Berliner, featuring my grandfather, Cantor Akiva Bernstein. It's the only commercial 78 he made, since all of them are acetates, and the condition of the rest of them is beyond abnormal wear and tear. So he's singing in this commercial recording made for the Montreal branch of the Berliner Gramophone Company. He sings the Hebrew hymn, Eli Eli. It was made for the Federation of Jewish Philanthropies of Montreal, 410 Bleary Street. So we're now going to hear Cantor Akiva Bernstein from 1923 at the age of 30 singing Eli Eli.
Come on, you throw it.
just one of a kind. I'm actually indebted to my colleague, David Lennick, for locating two extra copies of the record, since the original given to me was stored under a heavy table lamp and was unplayable. So take a bow, David, if you're here. If you're not, well, don't take a bow. So the recording, as I mentioned, was made in 1923. He was only 30. And if he'd lived in the United States, he would have had more opportunities to record. And the Victor record number is number 5226B. I don't think it's part of any regular series, and I don't know how many copies were made. Probably a semi-private recording. It's well done, and the accompanist, by the way, is a Miss Sonia Milstein, and she accompanies him very well. Now, Cantor Bernstein lived in Montreal, where he came from Poland. Most of the cantors at the time came from Poland or Russia, Eastern Europe. Now, he was the chief cantor at Beth Zedek Synagogue. Earlier than before 1950, it was known as Gold Zedek, otherwise known under the alternate title of the University Avenue Synagogue, also known by the somewhat confusing and misleading title of Hebrew Men of England. Now, that bears a little bit of explanation, since many of the cantors on the way from the voyage from Poland, the boat stopped off for refreshments in Liverpool, hence the title Liverpool, the Hebrew Men of England. It's very convoluted, but that's as much of an explanation that I'm going to give. Now, the next recording we're going to hear is sung by my granduncle, Cantor Pinnicus Bornstein, who was the most famous member of the family. He was born in 1902, studied at the age of 18 or 15 with Cantor Joseph Rosenblatt, and at the age of 19, he became the chief cantor of the largest synagogue in Buenos Aires, Argentina, Orthodox, and he recorded for Victor, the South American branch, as well as Stinson. If you're familiar with Stinson records, they were imported from Argentina, and their surface noise leaves a lot to be desired. We're now going to hear him in this recording of 1950. Now, this is a test pressing issued by RCA Victor circa 1950, and I don't have the catalog number. He sings Kiddush with choir, and it's really well done. Wrong. Well, we'll hear it anyway. Hold on. Okay, we'll skip. Actually, we were going to hear Cantor Pinnicus Bornstein. He sings Oriental. We're not hearing the one that I've mentioned, but this is one of the group. This is from a Toronto concert of 1952. The Oriental, of course, is by Rimsky-Korsakov. It's a famous Russian folk song. And if you listen to the voice, he was called the successor and heir to Cantor Rosenblatt. His voice really resembles that of Gili, so it's no wonder that he was considered the equivalent. It's a golden velvet voice, floating, caressing, beautiful tenor. Oh. That's just a stunning recording. I'm very happy to share it with you. Personally, as the grandson of Cantor Akiva Bernstein, my grandfather's voice was somewhat forced, and Cantor Pinnicus Bernstein had more opportunities to record, and it was more sort of soothing voice. So he died very young, by the way, in 1955. He had rushed home from his synagogue in Buenos Aires, and there was a threat of a pogrom, and he suffered a fatal coronary in his home. He was only 53 years old, and it was a tragic loss for my family. Now, we're going to hear next, I hope this is correct, a recording, the introduction, which is given by my granduncle, Cantor Henoch Bernstein, or Henry. He gives an introduction to the basso cantante of the family, or bass baritone, known as Herschel, Cantor Herschel Bernstein. Again, I'm going to stress the Philadelphia connection. He was the chief cantor at one of the main synagogues in Philadelphia, the oldest member of the family, and the finest musician. We call him the Shalyapina of our family. He was born about 1880. As far as I know, he made no commercial recordings. He only made acetates. This one dates from, I guess, before 1940. And we'll hear Cantor Henry Bernstein give an introduction. I don't know that, just play it. Stop for a second. Before we hear this recording, we're not going to hear the order somewhat mixed up here, but we're going to hear the recording of Rachm. That's by the trio of the Bernstein family, Cantor Akiva Bernstein and Cantor Pinnicus Bernstein and Cantor Henry or Henoch Bernstein. This is from 1952 in Toronto, and a trio of these three great cantors singing together. The voices blend in perfectly. My grandfather's with a high dramatic tenor, intensity, and a great emotional force. Pinnicus Bernstein, who had the beautiful lyric tenor, and Henry Bernstein's a very beautiful tenor, also lyric.
Thank you.
Okay, before we get to the next recording, which I really want you to hear, that's such beautiful, wonderful, memorable singing. I must apologize for the sound of the recording. I made the transfers myself. I'm not a professional. I'm guided by my ear and my love of cantorial music. The piano accompanist, Gordon Kushner, and the recording you just heard was made in Toronto at a concert in former Eaton Auditorium, January 22, 1952. Those who are familiar with Rackham will probably know it from commercial recordings made by Rosa Poncel and Rosa Raiza. Now, Rosa Raiza's real name was Rosa Raiza Burstein. Again, she was born in South America, and another great voice, personal favorite of mine. Some consider her a rival to Rosa Poncel. I personally consider Rosa Raiza the superior singer, especially in recordings from Norma. Now, we're going to next hear the recording of the Partisan Song, a well-known work that was composed during the revolt in the Warsaw Ghetto about 1942 or 43. It's sung by my granduncle, Cantor Pinnicus Bornstein. This was made for South American Victor Records about 1943 or 44. The piano accompanist is Yasha Galperin, and the catalog number, again, this is a test pressing made for my granduncle, Cantor Pinnicus Bornstein. Catalog numbers, Victor 68,000.
Geschrieben ist das Lied mit Brot und mit Blei. Ist nicht kein Lied von einem Heugel und der Frei. Nur Papa wollte wischen, Papa nicht geben. Doch sie gesungen mit einer Garne in die Herren. Nur Papa wollte wischen, Papa nicht geben. Doch sie gesungen mit einer Garne in die Herren. Doch ein Mund doch nicht auf der Käse im letzten Berg. In den Feien im Kastell, wo ihr seht, kommen weg nach unser Häuschen, denkt ihr schon. Wer verfolgt von unser Tod, wir reden wohl. Kommen weg nach unser Häuschen, denkt ihr schon. Wer verfolgt von unser Tod, wir reden wohl.
All right, now before I play my last recording, I want to interject a bit of an anecdote about my grandfather, Cantor Kiva Bernstein. He also sang Mendelssohn, Handel, and one of his favorite songs was Because. I know this because my late father, Jack Bernstein, the former president of Famous Players Theatres Canada, used to tell the wonderful story about my grandfather, Cantor Kiva Bernstein, singing Because since he married about half the population of Toronto. And this song was sung, and my father had to play the organ. And that's how my father got his first job with the RKO in 1937 as a contract clerk because of Cantor Kiva Bernstein. A film was being made at the time, and one of the distributors was at the screening, and he noticed Cantor Kiva Bernstein, who was very well known and popular with the Toronto Jewish community. And my father playing the organ and accompanying his father in many of the recordings that were made, Because and other sick songs, according to my father, sweet songs. And so I have the recording of Because, but it's not included because it's not on the same professional level. Also, my grandfather's accent was very thick. Now, we're now going to listen to the last recording on the program. It features the four Bernstein cantors, Herschel included, and Akiva, and Pinnicus, and Henry. This is before 1940. Now, just to give you a conclusion, the Bernstein-Bornstein cantors, and the name really was changed by other members of the family. The original name was Bernstein, but the other brothers changed it to Bornstein. I'm not really knowledgeable why. They were part of the golden age of international cantors, including Rosenblatt, cantor Joseph Schlesky, who was a fellow Canadian, a contemporary of my grandfather and close friend, and of course another great Canadian and American cantor, cantor Mordecai Hirschman, cantor Gersten Sirota, and cantor David Reutemann. They were all part of a group of Golden Age cantors. They all sang and composed music, and they sang in all their respective synagogues. My grandfather had quite a collection of antique 78s. Aside from cantors, he was very interested and loved to hear other singers, such as Ricardo Salchari, the soprano, Spanish soprano Maria Barrientos, and in particular, the great Spanish basso José Mardones, who was also a favorite of mine. These recordings were passed down to me. And I should add that cantor Pinchas Bornstein sang and recorded under the name of Pedro Borini, singing Italian and Spanish operatic arias. As yet, I haven't been able to locate any of them. I wish I could. I also would love to find other better recordings of the program of 1952, the complete concert, in which my mother, Mary Simmons, sings arias from Verdi and Puccini, and the other cantors sing solo arias from Verdi, Puccini, some Neapolitan folk songs. Anyone who has any access or knows any whereabouts of the collection, I'd appreciate that after, well, contact me. And I'd like to thank the following people for their support and encouragement with this project. First, my mother, soprano Mary Simmons. Without her support, I probably wouldn't be here. And then, especially, Father Claude Arnold of St. Michael's College, University of Toronto, who from the beginning of this project, more than about 15 years ago, has supported and encouraged me, and a fellow record collector and member of ARSC. Also, David Lennick, who was instrumental in finding two of the recordings. And last but not least, a colleague of mine, Professor Alfred Fisher of Queen's University Kingston, composer in residence. His interest and involvement in this project, since it began, meant a great deal to me. And without his support, I probably also wouldn't be here, as his constructive criticism was highly valued. I'd like to dedicate this project in memorial to my late father, Jack Bernstein, who loved the cantorial art. Thank you very much. Any questions? Yes. Okay. You'll have to speak a bit louder. I'm hard of hearing. They all came from Warsaw, Poland. They studied under cantor Joseph Rosenblatt and David Reutemann, amongst others. Yes. Well, the tenors were Kiva and Pinnicus and Henry or Hanock. The basso was Herschel. The highest tenor would probably be Akiva. Thank you. Any other questions? Okay. That was Rockfin by the composer Manazuka. I actually should mention briefly that other recordings other than Poncel's were made. There was also the recording that I have in my collection by Sophie Braslow, another favorite of mine. Yes?
Can you sing?
Pardon?
Can you sing?
I can't hear you.
Can you sing?
Pardon?
Are you a cantor?
No, I'm not a cantor. I'm the grandson of one, and I've grown up hearing all these cantors and am familiar with the cantorial art. I've lived with it all my life, and I have a real dedication, devotion to it.
Why didn't you become a cantor?
Why didn't I become a cantor? Because I don't have the voice for it. My voice resembles that of a foghorn. I do impressions very well. It's sort of a bit of a talent, a side talent of being a projectionist for famous players and being a movie buff. I love watching old films on video with Edward G. Robinson. I'll give you a brief excerpt. Alison Shee of Mugsh, I'm here speaking for Art Shee. I'm in Philadelphia. I'm going to take over this town, Shee. Nah, nah. I promised a cousin of mine that I would do that. Any other questions? Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, go ahead.
The last record that you played, you mentioned that it was from before 1940.
Yes. It's an acetate recording, glass originally. I ought to mention that a lot of these recordings were dubs, as the originals seem to be in collections of the family that are not accessible. They're dubs, they're actually second or even third generation, made reel-to-reel tape transfers or cassette. And with the material that I had to work with, there were, of course, very many sonic limitations. I wish that I knew the exact dates. Yes?
Yadlauker,
I would say that he has a profound, great voice. There's a bit of a hard edge to it. I think his earlier recordings for Odeon and Polydor are more successful. Actually, one of the most stunning recordings he made was of the aria from Wagner. I have a very early edition, and of course, the other recording that he made is of an operatic aria from La Juive by Jacques Halévy, who was the brother-in-law of Georges Bizet. It's powerful singing, very much like Caruso, and I'd like to interject something that I've been trying to research in vain. According to Dorothy Caruso in her autobiography of Enrico, she mentioned that Caruso made a recording of Eli Eli or Kol Nidre. Now, I've researched this, and I've come up with a block. I've not been able to find any evidence, documentary at all, that this recording exists. If it does, it may be in a family collection, again, inaccessible. It would be a great discovery if it did turn up, since Caruso studied with and was a close friend of cantor Joseph Rosenblatt. He learned the phonetic words to Samson and Delilah, a last role he sang. Yes? No, I don't. The other members of the family, of the Bornstein family, reside in Israel and mostly in South America. And up till this point, contacting them has been very difficult. Either they prefer not to make themselves known or they prefer to simply hang on to the recordings. And unfortunately, they will, of course, continue to deteriorate. It's the great frustration of every collector. Any other question? Thank you very much.
Yeah, are we making announcements now?
Sure.
For the break? I just wanted to remind everybody that the silent auction closes today at 12:30. So please place your bids during the coffee break and before you leave for lunch. And the auction will close exactly at 12:30. We'll spend a couple of hours compiling all the bid sheets and ask everyone that's placed bids to stop by the table later today, maybe hopefully before the membership meeting. We'll have everything organized and make your payments. And I thank you all for bidding. We have a huge number of items available, but it looks like almost everything has at least one bid on it. And so go for it.
Okay, we're going to take a break now.